Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. When Vice President Mike Pence presides over tomorrow's joint session of Congress to tally the Electoral College votes, he will follow the law and the Constitution. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, that's the word from an administration official with knowledge of Pence's plans.
The official who wasn't authorized to speak on the record said Pence consulted with his general counsel and the Senate parliamentarian. Pence read legal opinions and studied the Electoral Count Act and the Constitution. President Trump has been publicly pressuring his VP to come through for him and claiming Pence has the power to reject electors. Joel Goldstein, an emeritus law professor and expert on the vice presidency, says no such power exists.
The law is very clear that his power is very limited. His power is really largely ceremonial. His behavior is dictated by law.
Goldstein says Pence now finds himself stuck between the Constitution and a president demanding loyalty. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Polls have now closed in Georgia, where Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are in runoffs against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Loeffler urging voters to turn out today, saying it's important Republicans maintain what she called a Senate firewall against President-elect Joe Biden and congressional Democrats. Gabriel Sterling is the state's voting implementation manager. He says only a few minor glitches occurred today.
In general, it's been steady as she goes. Like I said, we had 0.02% of touchscreens have a problem, 0.1% of scanners.
Voter turnout today was said to be light but steady, though some 3 million people already have cast ballots on early voting by mail. The outcome will determine which party controls the Senate. Antibody drugs to treat people with mild to moderate COVID-19 have been slow to roll out, but two institutions that have succeeded say the drugs are apparently helping people stay out of the hospital. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
The federal government says it has distributed more than 300,000 doses of monoclonal antibodies for emergency use. These drugs are designed to keep people with mild to moderate illness out of the hospital. But many hospitals have found it difficult to ramp up to infuse these medications. It takes staff and time, and patients are infectious, which adds to the challenge. Plus, the benefit is uncertain. But the Mayo Clinic says it has infused more than 2,000 patients to date, and Houston Methodist Hospital says it's treated more than 1,100 patients. Doctors at both hospitals say the drugs appear to be keeping people out of the hospital, so it's worth the additional effort to provide the infusions. Richard Harris, NPR News.
With coronavirus cases and deaths from COVID-19 rising in his state, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the pace of the vaccine rollout there is not good enough. Only around 1% of California's 40 million residents have been vaccinated. Newsom pointing to the fact that only a quarter of the 1.3 million doses the state has received have been administered. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 167 points. This is NPR. Family and friends of Andre Hill turned out to pay their respects today in Columbus, Ohio. Mourners entering a church there as light snow fell. A photo of Hill near his open casket was surrounded by pictures of other black Americans who've been killed by authorities in recent years. Columbus was shaken by the police killing of the 47-year-old Hill, as well as the police shooting of another young black man, 23-year-old Casey Goodson Jr. The Trump administration has made changes to one of the nation's oldest environmental laws, which will weaken protection for migratory birds. As NPR's Nathan Broad explains, the move comes on National Bird Day.
Under the new changes to the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, industry or individuals would not be punished for accidental killings of migratory birds. So oil spills, power lines, wind turbines, any development that accidentally kills those birds would no longer be a crime in that respect. Federal wildlife officials acknowledge in their rulemaking that this could lead to an increase in bird deaths, but they say the change is needed to stop unwarranted prosecutions. A recent study found that North America has lost 1 in 4 migratory birds over the last 50 years. Conservation groups are pressing the incoming Biden administration to repeal the change. Nathan Rapp, NPR News.
A key purchasing managers group says its manufacturing index rose last month at its fastest pace in more than 2 years. The Institute for Supply Management says the factory sector index rose at its highest level since August of 2018. The gauge up 3.2% from the previous month at 60.7. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion in manufacturing. This is NPR.